This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of May 2026. Essence, sweet children, you have come to the Father to make your fortune elevated. To the extent that you follow Srimat, you will accordingly make your fortune elevated. Question. What habit of the path of devotion should you children no longer have? Answer. On the path of devotion, when they experience a little sorrow or fall ill, they say, O Rama, O God. On the path of devotion, there is the habit of crying out in sorrow. You must no longer allow such words to emerge from your mouth. You should internally remember sweet Baba with a lot of love. Song. I have come with my fortune awakened. Om Shanti. Every human being makes effort to create a fortune of happiness or peace. Sages, holy men and sannyasis say, we want peace. Remove our sorrow and grant us happiness. They believe that only God is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness for human beings. But human beings don't know God. You say Shiv Baba. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called Baba. They are deities. Only God is called Baba. He is incorporeal and he is worshipped. You know that Shiv Baba is the Baba of everyone. However, they don't understand why they call him Baba. There are worldly fathers too, so which father is this? Souls say, that one is the incorporeal father. He is incorporeal, and we souls are also incorporeal. Even though people have worldly fathers, souls don't forget that father. God is the father, and we are his children. Here he is called the Supreme Father. In English it is said, God the Father, the Supreme Soul, the Highest on High. A worldly father is a creator of bodies, whereas that one is the Father from beyond this world. Only the Father sits here and explains to you children. You remember the Father because you receive the inheritance from him. You have come to the Father to claim your inheritance. Only the Father, the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness, comes to show you the path to happiness. There will be no name or trace of sorrow there. Here there is a lot of sorrow. Everyone calls out. There is now a lot of sorrow to come in this world. When someone dies, people become so unhappy. They say, O God, and cry. He alone is the benefactor father. You sing this, and so he must definitely have removed your sorrow and given you happiness. The father comes and explains, Children, every cycle, when you become very unhappy and impure, it is then that you call out, O Baba, come. I come cycle after cycle at the confluence age. The end of the impure world and the beginning of the pure world is called the confluence age. This is the only confluence age that is remembered. The Father comes to ignite everyone's light, to remove their sorrow and give them happiness. You know that you have come to the Father from beyond, the one who has entered this one. He himself says, I enter this one and name him Brahma. All of you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You have the faith that you have become the children of Brahma in order to claim your inheritance of happiness from the Father. You children had happiness when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now the Iron Age, the land of sorrow. After this, there will be the Golden Age. The history and geography of the world have to repeat. There has to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. This cycle continues to turn. Baba has told you that you became the residents of hell, and you now have to become the residents of heaven. The tree of you deities was very small at first. You now remember that you have taken 84 births. You were the masters of the whole world, and you then continued to take rebirth. It is now the end of your 84th birth. This world will definitely become new from old. That new world was pure, and it is now this old, impure world. People are so unhappy and poverty-stricken. Bharat was very wealthy. They used to be the pure household religion. When it was the pure family path, everyone was completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees full. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The scriptures are for the path of devotion. They only have the customs and systems of devotion in them. The path to find God cannot be found in the scriptures. They do realize that God has to come here, and so there is no question of trying to go there. To hold sacrificial fires and to perform tapasya, etc., is not the way to find him. People call out to God, come and show us the path. My soul has become tamopratan and cannot fly. That is, he cannot go to the Father. In fact, the soul sheds his body and takes another. He can go anywhere from here. A soul can even go to America. If a soul has a relationship with someone, he would go straight there in a second. But it is impossible for a soul to fly back home. Impure souls cannot go there. And this is why souls call out, O purifier, come. The Father explains when he comes, I only come when the whole world has become impure. There cannot be a single pure being in this impure world. People believe that the Ganges is the purifier, and this is why they go to bathe in it. However, no one can be purified with water. This old world is impure, and the new world is pure. You have now come to the unlimited Father to claim your inheritance. You have to become charitable souls. You souls were Satopratan and are now Tamopratan. You cannot become Satopratan by bathing in the Ganges. It is only the Father's task to purify the impure. There are rivers of water everywhere. Rain comes from the clouds and everyone experiences it. If rivers of water could purify, they would purify everyone. Only the Father comes and shows you through this one the way to become pure. This one's soul is his own. The Father says, I don't have a body of my own. I enter this one every cycle in order to explain to you. You don't know your own births. They say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says, this cycle is of 84 births. No one can take 8.4 million births in 5,000 years. The Father explains, you were 16 celestial degrees full in the Golden Age, then 2 degrees less, and then the degrees gradually continue to decrease. The new world becomes old. The Copper and Iron Ages are called the impure world. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. Only I am called the ocean of knowledge. Do I study any scriptures? I know the beginning, middle, and the end of this world. Those on the path of devotion cannot have this knowledge. All of that is the knowledge of the path of devotion. People sing, we are degraded sinners, we have no virtues, have mercy on us. It was because there was mercy for them, Lakshmi and Narayan, that they changed from humans into deities. This is called the highest on high fortune. People go to school to make their fortune. Someone becomes a judge and someone else an engineer. That fortune is vicious, whereas your fortune is being made by God. This is why you call out to the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness to come. No one but the Father can teach you and make you into deities. The Father sits here and speaks to you souls. The soul says, this is my body. The body does not say, this is my soul. The soul is in the body. He says, this is my body. People say, don't make my soul suffer. If a soul were not in that body, he could not speak. The soul says, I shed my body and take another. I have definitely experienced 84 births. And have become a resident of hell. You are now once again making effort to become residents of heaven. Only the Father makes you into residents of heaven. The Golden Age is called heaven. When they say that so-and-so became a resident of heaven, they are telling lies. This is hell. When someone dies, people say that he has gone to heaven. So why do they invite him back to hell to eat the food of the Iron Age? He would receive many comfortable facilities in heaven. So why do you invite him back to hell? People don't even have this much understanding. The Father sits here and explains. This Iron Age is now to be destroyed. It is to be set on fire. Everything is to be destroyed. You children who are claiming your inheritance from the Father will go and rule in the Golden Age. Who gave this inheritance to Lakshmi and Narayan? The Father. You are now being made worthy by the Father. You say that you are changing from the residence of hell and becoming the residence of heaven. The Father says, I don't become a resident of heaven. I only reside in the supreme region. You become the residence of hell and the residence of heaven. The residential home of souls is the land of peace. From there, you go to a land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow, which is now to be destroyed. No one knows that God enters the body of Brahma and teaches Raj Yoga. They think that Sri Krishna himself came. They do not even say that God came in the body of Sri Krishna. Krishna cannot be God. He is a master of the world. The liberator of all is one. He is the supreme soul. There is no other spiritual gathering in the world where they understand that they are claiming their inheritance from the Father. Only the one Father makes you pure from impure. The Father says, "I am your true Guru and I purify you." The water of the Ganges cannot purify you. This is a world of sinful souls. No matter what people do, they have to come down the ladder. They have to become Tamopratan from Satopratan. You no longer perform devotion. You do not even say, "O Rama." He is your father and is teaching you. You should not even say, "O God, come, O Rama." However, many have this habit, and so these words emerge. The Father says to you, "Remember me, and your sins will be absolved, and you will come to me." You have to remember the one alone. The Father says, "This is your last birth. Only at this time do you have a chance to claim whatever inheritance you want. You will not be able to claim it again." The Father has explained, "Those who call themselves Hindus originally belong to the deity religion. Those who belong to the Christian religion never change the name of their religion. Even though they are Tamopratan, they are still in the Christian religion. You are deities, but because you are impure, you call yourselves Hindus. You cannot call yourselves deities. You have forgotten that you were originally deities. None of you call yourselves deities because you have become vicious. You have body consciousness. Everything is explained to you children very clearly. There are no sages or holy men here. To say, 'I am a businessman,' or 'I am so-and-so,' is body consciousness. You now have to become soul conscious. It requires effort to become soul conscious. You have to claim your inheritance from Baba. Therefore remember the Father. Let your hands do the work while your heart is with the Father. You are lovers of the One Beloved. That One Beloved is the bestower of salvation for all. He comes when everyone is to receive salvation and heaven is to be established. All name and trace of sorrow will disappear. You children have come here to claim your inheritance of constant happiness of heaven for 21 births from the unlimited Father. No human being can make anyone into a master of heaven. Shiv Baba comes in Bharat and makes it into heaven. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but they have forgotten that they receive their inheritance of heaven from him. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada, The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Make your fortune elevated on the basis of this study. You have to become deities from human beings. You have to become pure and return home and then go to a new world. 2. Whilst working with your hands, stay in remembrance of the One Father. Neither listen nor say wrong things. Blessing. May you remain constantly stable in your pure form and only pick up pearls of virtues as a holy swan. You holy swans have a pure form, and your duty is constantly to pick up pearls of virtues. Never take the pebbles of defects into your intellect. However, in order to fulfill this duty, always remember one order. Think no evil, hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil. Those who keep this order constantly in their awareness always stay on the shores of the ocean. The residence of you swans is the ocean. Slogan: to be in your angelic form while walking and moving around is a gift that pleases Father Brahma's heart. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Remain constantly busy in making self-progress and progress in service, and have good wishes for everyone. Do not play your part on the basis of some relationship, but play it in relationship of service. Secondly, do not make any perishable facilities your support or basis. All of those are just in name. They are for service. Use them for service and become detached. Do not let your mind be attracted to the attraction of the facilities. Om Shanti.